is such a simple thing to meditate. It's such a simple thing. We don't have to learn how to think. We have been thinking since birth. Process of thinking is very old with us. So we don't do anything other than thinking. And that also we are not very fond of. If it drops, if it drops off, it drops off. Fine, go. So transcendental meditation is easier than ordinary thinking. Because to think something you have to be alert. In this we don't keep even that much alertness. It slips off and let it go. Fine, take your way. Go your way, easy. Much easier than what we have been doing throughout life, thousands of times every day. A process which has been repeated by us thousands of times every day, since birth till this day. Something easier than that. Only we don't make difficult. And then, in meditation, while meditating, we don't try to understand whether I am doing right or not. There is nothing wrong that we can do. Just think. So don't be anxious to do it right. I must do it right. And then this itself is a great wrong. We don't go too much after right and wrong. Innocently close the eyes, sit for half a minute, start the mantra, take it as it comes. It's all. But meet all the X group is meeting, Walter, at 4:05 here. All right, next.
Occasionally while meditating I've had experiences where all sense of physical dimension dissolves, where usually my boundaries are that of my body. During these moments, my physical boundaries seem infinitely vast. The experience is pleasant. What does it mean?
It means expanded state of consciousness by successful meditation. Successful meditation is that feeling of unboundedness. That is expansion of mind. This is just right meditation. It's very good.
I've been meditating for 6 months and still fall asleep 80% of the time, even after I feel that I've had a good night's rest. During the other 20% of my meditations, I have never experienced transcending, except maybe during the first week after initiation. But these feelings of falling away may have been blackouts. Should I worry about this? Is this unusual?
Bags of peanuts. Some weakness in the system, some kind of weakness, whereby even when you feel you are rested in the night, even then you keep falling back. Weakness, some weakness, some weakness. Is this a case of drugs in the past or some such thing? Maybe some weakness. Conserve more energy. Conserve more energy. Don't allow yourself to be exhausted. And eat some little more nourishing food. Some more nourishment is needed. Some more nourishment. Because it's very easy. Upanishads are very clear on this point. They say, Nayam atma balhine nilabhya.
Hmm?
This Atman or this awareness is not achieved by the weak. And weakness is not on the part of mind. Mind is universal. Weakness is on the part of the body. If not enough nourishment is given to the body, then the body functions in a lethargic way. Like that man of Canada eating bags of peanuts. Nourishment was not enough. The food is not balanced. So very well balanced food, some milk, something balanced. Something balanced. And try to save, to conserve energy. It's very, very necessary. Conservation of energy, the strength. And then I would like to get the report in 4 days. Put it on that question. Report after 4 days of this thing. Start eating a little bit of some nuts, maybe. What nuts? Not peanuts. Almonds are good, some almonds, some milk, something like that. But not too much of almond and too much. But some little bit. See that your diet is a little more enriched. It's very important. Yes?
Do you feel that fasting is good or harmful to the nervous system? When done for the purpose of cleansing the system, etc.
Fasting can be good, it can be bad. What we should do is regular habits of diet. Not too much, not too little, not off and on, but in time. This helps us to maintain a good normal standard of functioning of nervous system. But if at any time you feel that maybe after 3 weeks, 2 weeks or 4 weeks, you may skip one lunch or may skip one dinner or something, may skip someone breakfast. Some fast should not be from the point of view of penance, give torture to the body and not feed it and not, but as you say, for the sake of cleansing the body. And when you don't take solid food on fast, should drink as much as possible. Some juice, some orange juice, some milk, something. Even water, squashed in that thing, what? Lemon, lime, what you call it? Lemon, squashed in water a little bit. Not too much. Must drink a lot of water when you are not taking solid food. But should do it very, very occasionally. Certainly fasting is not much advisable in the student life when the body needs more food in order to build up. Till the age of about 21, you must eat and run about and play and build the body. Towards later, see, in India, there was a man, a very nice man. He was going around treating the people through fasting. And when he met me, he started singing of glory of fasting and all that. He gave one example which sounded to me something logical. He said, when the building is to be built, lot of brick and mortar, the whole material is needed. But once it is built, maintenance of the building needs sparingly some material here and some material here. Not that much which it needed when it was being built. So when the system is being built up, the child is growing and growing, and when he has grown to youth, then the building is built up. For maintenance, not as much needed as while in the course of building. This gives us some sense of proportion. But eating less again gives us the experience of blackouts. So that is not good either. And meditation is a very fine balance to see whether the diet is adequate or not. If we have been meditating so far and in some way our diet is changed, and if it has improved the quality of our meditation, fine, that is our diet. And if it has in some way depleted the value of meditation, the experience of the fine state of the mantra are not so charming, are not so clear, something, blackouts are more, we should be alert. Start to find out what we were eating before, which is being missed now since last 4 days, then we put that element in our diet. We must know the correctness and the suitability of our diet from meditation. If something new we have started to eat, and if our meditations are clearer and better, then that thing has certainly suited us, it suits us. So we can balance our diet on the basis of clarity of our experience in meditation.
Is there any practical value in Zen macrobiotic diet?
In South America, I found some people eating microbiotic, something like that. They eat rice and some such things. But we should go by our traditional diet. Traditional diet, whatever is there. And don't have to borrow the diet habits of Japanese or Chinese or Indians or no, you go by the traditional habits of diet in this country. We measure that from the clarity of our meditation. From the clarity of our meditation.
You say meditate and take it easy. But what is take it easy? How far does it go? Is there a right way of action that we can know and do on the conscious relative level? Or should we simply meditate and act spontaneously? Does meditation take care of the meditator absolutely without conscious effort?
Acting spontaneously can be very harmful, particularly in these days when the atmosphere is full of stress and strain. So, meditate and take it easy means intelligently yet easily go by the good standards of behavior in society. Good standards of behavior in society. And everyone knows what is good and what is not good. There are certain standards coming on from to us from previous generations. There are certain standards which we have to follow by the law of the state. Certain disciplines we have to follow by the suggestions of our professors in the universities, teachers. Certain desires, by way of desires, the parents say something. These are all the guidelines that we get. It's good to follow these and not act spontaneously. We act spontaneously, and every action is very much life-supporting and progressive in cosmic consciousness. When we have developed cosmic consciousness, then every impulse of the mind, every desire of ours, every undertaking of ours will only be life-supporting for us and for our surroundings and for the whole creation. And as we are heading towards that state, we should behave according to these good standards in society. Some gauge is there. Some gauge is there. So, like that, we behave, and that is what we mean, take it easy. The thing is, we start straining ourselves if we start to set up our own patterns. There are certain patterns of behavior, patterns of living coming on in society, and if we go like that, then we don't strain ourselves. What we want to protect is straining, too much of pulling and pushing this way and that way. Because we are harmed by straining ourselves. Taking our own attitudes, no, I'm going to do this, let me see what happens. If it is not in good standard, then we'll be straining ourselves. And when we strain ourselves, what happens is the pure consciousness which gets infused in the nature of the mind, when the mind comes to behave like that, if we start straining ourselves, then the infusion of the pure consciousness in the nature of the mind gets resistance, strains in behavior, going off balance here and there. It causes strain, and that strain becomes a resistance to the stability of the infusion of being into the nature of the mind. That means the development towards cosmic consciousness is retarded. That is the reason why we say, just take it easy. Take it easy does not mean life in laziness. or life without considerations, or life devoid of thoughtfulness. No. We know what we want to do, and intelligently we do, but not harming the well-thought-of standards of living. If we harm them, then we strain ourselves and thereby offer resistance to the real progress of evolution. The question is, when we are living in a society, then we are deriving very great advantage from so many levels, so many people. Taking advantage of many, many people around us, if we don't mind their views and go by way, we will be labeled very selfish. And the standards which are well thought of in society, they have stood the tests of times. In our life, we don't want to take a new track which the time has not testified to be good. It is the experience of people that it is good. The society can show ignorance about a thing. It doesn't mean that it's not well thought of. New researches are coming up. Something that has been established, it comes into the market and we use it. New things are also coming up, but they have proved their status, and then they are acceptable. We could take an instance and analyze it and see whether it is good or not. Now, it's a standard of society. We put on the dress properly, something. And something walks without a shirt. Now he walks on this street because he likes it. And the justification is that the sun is too hot. So he feels hot and he puts off the shirt and he walks. But this is a type of behavior which is not well thought of in society. If you want to be without shirt, be in your room. Don't walk on the street. It's not well thought of. These little things. And someone could say, body is mine, the shirt is mine, I want to put it on my back instead of wearing it. One can do it. That is his body, he can walk along without a shirt. And that is his shirt, instead of putting it on the body, he may wrap it on his head. Whims are not standards, and they make the pattern of living a little bit off the track, we would say, just off the track, to see the least of it. Such things we avoid. No? There is a pattern of living, a new pattern of living, adopted by certain people in certain areas, called the hippies. Now it's a new way of life. There should be something good in it, and then that new is good. New is all right if it is helpful towards growth and development, towards fulfillment. Not just because it is new, I want new. New, helpful, new is good. New, deteriorating, is not good. The old is better. So anything that is new and useful is certainly adaptable, and it gets adopted in society. Otherwise, just new and new, damaging to life, restricting progress, better we go ahead with old. Because two things are necessary to find fulfillment in life. One is progress through creative intelligence. We create more for the society, helpful towards development on the material level, and raising the level of one's consciousness. The life should be so skillfully lived that both these aspects are handled almost spontaneously. That evolution of one's own inner individual status and development of civilization. Whatever is our contribution to society, something added more. These two aspects should be as easily handled as possible through meditation. We meditate and take life easy. When we meditate, take life easy. Don't try to strain ourselves off balance. We go as the time has been going on. The answer to all the increasing stress and strain in society is not a new way of living, not a new way of eating, not a new way of dressing, not a new way of walking or playing or sitting. No. Because everyone is sitting on the chair in America and all are tense, therefore this style of sitting should be changed. Now everyone has to sit like that. it will be a new style of sitting. But that won't supply answer to the real problem of stress and strain. No new patterns or tangents on the pattern of the relations will answer the problem of increasing problem which the youth is facing in society, mainly stress and strain. The answer to that is spread of meditation, regular meditations where the creative intelligence increases and thereby the man produces more yet doesn't gather stress and strain by raising the level of his consciousness.